All right, I will say good morning, good morning. Let's continue. Actually, tomorrow we finish Parak Yud Aleph. Tomorrow we actually finish the 11th chapter in the Silas Yisharim. So, Meretz Hashem, today we continue. I left off one paragraph early yesterday just because of time. So today we're picking up in Meretz Hashem, Monday, the 11th of Kislev, December 5th. And let us begin. Yisira ala chamdas hakovet. So, I will say, remember again, yesterday we were talking about the concept of desiring money and how detrimental and overwhelming that particular midah could be, and how, again, the desire, unhealthy desire with money could lead a person to transgress in so many different dramatic ways. Even more detrimental than the desire for money, yisira ala chamdas hakovet. Ultimately, again, is the desire for honor. It's possible. The Ramchal is incredible. It's possible for a person to subdue that unhealthy desire for money, the unhealthy desire for other pleasures. One of the hardest things is to try to go ahead and subdue the desire for covet, for honor. He says that want for honor is something that pushes us and propels us in life. Ki iafshelo lisbol veliros es asma pachos mechaveru. So this is incredible. The Ramchal writes, what is it about honor that pushes people to do the craziest things to attain it? The Ramchal says, because at the end of the day, the one thing I can't handle is to see or to think that I am inferior to my friend. In other words, let's say it's an interesting thing. You know, when you're somewhere where you don't know anyone and you see people who have more than you, it doesn't impact you. It doesn't impact you, right? In other words, like, you don't think about it. But yet, when you're home, right, you're in your community, you see your friend, this one has this, and this one has this, and this one has this accomplishment, and this one purchased this. It gets to you. So why the distinction? And then Ramchal says, it's very simple. The desire for covet doesn't come because I myself need to be the best, but it's often because it's difficult for me to see someone else have more success than I do, which is really an incredible insight into human psychology. Right? In other words, the knowledge that there are other people who are more successful than me, or other people who have more than me. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing on the I mentioned this before. In the Friday Wall Street Journal, they have this section called Mansion. And it's just fascinating to read. It literally, Kishmo Kenhu, it's about these homes. Like, they have like the craziest stuff in the world. Just like crazy stuff. And you wonder, like, why do people build this stuff? Like, it doesn't even make sense. You know, 15,000 square feet, you know, 14 bedrooms, 2 indoor infinity pools, a full caress. First of all, no one needs more than 1 indoor infinity pool. That's number one, right? I'm just saying, it's fascinating. So, like, you read it, I don't think anyone reads it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel so deficient, right? I needed that. No, why? Because it's no sheikhas. Like, it's no sheikhas. Yet, again, my friend gets something, or my friend enjoys some level of success. It's burning. What's the pshat? Shem Chal says, because it's hard to see someone else be more successful than I am. It's hard to see my friend have something that I don't. He says, "I'efshar lo lispo veliros es atzmo pachos mechaverov." I can't see. It's difficult for me to see myself on a lower level than my friend. The outdoors then actually wrap. So what ends up happening? Because I never want to feel lesser than one of my peers, so I run after covet. Because what does covet do? Covet propels me. Covet lifts me up. Covet makes me feel good about me. And I don't want to feel less than anyone else. The Rebbe says, it's incredible. V'hine, Yerava menevat, lo nitrad me'olam abo, ela ba'avor ha'covet. We'll say it's incredible. Yerava Menavat, we spoke about this yesterday. In yesterday's daf, actually, if you remember again, right, the Gemara made reference to the idea of listening to elder people, not to young people. The example was Shlomo HaMelech. Rechavam. So remember again, Rechavam rules with an iron hand. As a result, 10 of the tribes secede. Right? They form a new separate kingdom under the leadership of Yerava ben Nevat. Yerava ben Nevat began his monarchy as a good man, Prabhupada said, what ended up happening? As a result or a desire to maintain his covet, to maintain honor, he did the most terrible things. For example, what did Yeravam do? Yeravam built the two golden calves. He positioned them at the border of his kingdom. Why did he build two golden calves? He did not want people being ole regal. He did not want them going to the Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't he want them going to the Beis HaMikdash? Because if they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, he would lose his grip on his monarchy. Remember again, the Beis HaMikdash is a great unifier. And the Beis HaMikdash was in the tribal area of Yehuda and Binyamin. See, he was scared that if people start traveling to the Beis HaMikdash, again, they would leave him and go to Rehavam. So what does he do? He introduces idolatry in order to solidify his hold on his monarchy. Say, but not only that, watch this. The Gemara says, Yeravam ben Nevat lost his Olam Haba. Why did he lose his Olam Haba? Shamu Zechron of Rakhman, Kos Gemara Sanhedrin. Tough so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yeravam ben Nevat by the lapel. But Amar Lo, Chazar Becha. Listen to this. Hashem says to Yeravam ben Nevat, Yeravam ben Nevat, do tshuva. Va'ani, va'ata, u'ben Yishai, netayil began Eden. The Rebbe said, listen to this offer. Hashem says, Yeravam ben Nevat, do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, me, you, and David HaMelech could stroll together in Gan Eden. The Rebbe said, can you imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to you, took you by the lapel, said, listen, you, me, you, David HaMelech, we're going to stroll together in Gan Eden. Just get it together. So I said, listen to this. So Amar Lo, me, Barosh. So Yeravam ben Nevat says, tell me, God, who gets to walk first? Who gets to be first in line? Amar Lo, Ben Yishai Barosh. Listen, Yeravam, I love you. David HaMelech is going to leave. Right? The father of the dynastic monarchy, father of the messianic line, he's going to lead. Amar Lo, Ihachi, Lo Beina. Yeravam ben Nevat says, if that's the case, I'll pass. Why Rabbi say? Why? Because Yeravam ben Nevat couldn't be first. Because he couldn't be first, he gives up Olam Haba. Because he couldn't be first, he gives up Tshuva. Rabbi say, but herein says the Ramchal, shows you, herein lies the destructive nature of the desire for covet. When it becomes all about my honor, when it becomes all about my ego, and all these things are interconnected, right? Gaiva, Kas, covet, they're all different dimensions of the same negative trait. But I feel so unable to see someone else be put above me that I'll do the most ridiculous things in order to propel myself forward. Just to understand how all of them work together, remember, I will say, we all know, when people search out covet, what are they really masking? They're masking a profound sense of insecurity and inferiority. Healthy, stable, happy people do not need everyone to give them covet. They're good with where they are. It's unhealthy, unstable, insecure people who need everyone else to prop them up in order for them to feel good. And I would say it's all the same thing. When do people become bali gaiva, right? When do people become egocentric? All of these things often mask profound insecurities. Migaran l'Korach, Shiyovar huvechol adasu imo. It will say, what caused Korach and his entire assembly to be swallowed up by the earth? Elam mea kavet. It was because of kavet. Umikram alihu bikashtem gam kuna. Vechachamim. Zichron levracha. He gidelanu. He calls in nimshach. He made a shara litzav ben uziel nasi. Ve'erotze lios. Hu nasi bim komo. It will say, Korach. The entire rebellion of Korach. Right. Remember again, Korach frames it as a righteous battle. Right, there's a righteous battle. I'm fighting for the common man. He wasn't fighting for the common man. He was upset that he was not appointed as a tribal prince, or I should say, a head of family. Elitzafa ben Uziel was appointed. He felt he was passed over for the promotion. Someone else got covet that he felt he deserved. So what does he do? He leads an entire insurrection that ended with such terrible and horrific results for Korach. And for everyone, why? Covet. Because he felt he didn't get enough respect. He felt that he was passed over for a promotion. The reason why the Meraglim went ahead and spoke slanderously about Eretz Yisrael was why? Because they felt that if they were going to Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen? They're no longer going to have their positions of honor. Other people will be appointed in their stead. And they did anything and everything in their power to hold on to their covet. Even if it meant maligning Eretz Yisrael and literally causing an entire generation to die out. Amah Hischel Shaul Arav al David. Let's say, why did Shaul turn against David? Remember again, we know Shaul tried to kill David. What happened? There was a ticker tape parade right after one of the military victories, and the girls were singing, Shaul kills thousands, David kills tens of thousands. Shaul heard this, and this was his unraveling. This was someone's greater than me. Someone's greater than me. Someone's being given more covetable. Say, so do you see this incredible pattern? Yerava ben Nevat, Korach, the Miraglim, Shaul. People become totally unraveled. Why? Because they perceive that someone else is getting more covet than they are. This ultimately goes ahead and amplifies all insecurities that already exist, and people do the craziest things to hold on to their covet. He goes on, he says, Migarm Yoav, Shiyamis es Amasa. What caused Yoav to go ahead and kill Amasa? Ela covet, Shamar lo David, Imlo sar tzavet tiyel lefanai kal yor. Let's finish up. Klalo shel davar. Here is the klal. And they're both saying, there are many other examples that Ramchal did not quote. Klalo shel davar, here's the rule. Ha covet hu adochek es leif ha'adam, Yosemi kalat eshukos v'achama lo sheba olam. Isn't that what I say? Ramchal says, just know, covet. Covet, right, the desire for honor. The desire for honor pushes us to do things more than any other desire in this world. Which I will say, and it makes perfect sense. Everybody wants to feel good about themselves. I want to feel good about me. When you get covet, you feel good. You feel good. So because I want to feel good about myself, at the end of the day, we do the craziest things to acquire covet. I will say, of course, the real answer in life is feel good about yourself, not because of the honor that other people give you. Feel good about yourself because you're accomplishing. Feel good about yourself because you're leading a meaningful life. Feel good about yourself because you're doing the right thing. Never, never allow your life happiness to be dependent on the reaction of the people around you. Otherwise, you open yourself to all of the deleterious effects of covet. Let's finish up. Velule zek varhaya adam isratza lecho mashi yuchal, lilbosh mashi yichase, and mashi yichase avaso, velishkon bebayeshet astire min apigoyim, vaisa parnasasa kala alav, velo taya tzarech lehis yagea laha ashir klal. I will say, this is incredible. You know, without covet, by the way, without covet, the truth is a person would be ready to give up a lot of earthly and worldly pleasures. For example, I will say, if it weren't for covet, the truth is, I would eat anything. In other words, like, I don't need the fanciest item. I don't need the fanciest meat, the fanciest wine. If it weren't for covet, again, the truth is, anything would do. If it weren't for covet, clothing, as long as it covers your body and gives you warmth, you'd be good to go, right? Without covet, I don't need a fancy home, right? Whatever I have is going to be totally fine as long as it protects me from the elements, right? Without covet, ultimately, again, I wouldn't necessarily need to make all the money that I make. I'd be happy with just having what I need in order to be able to survive. I will say, it is a very profound idea, which is that whether we recognize it or not, so many of the things that we push ourselves for in life, it's not because we need it. It's because it affords us a certain level of status. And that status is dependent on where it was. Like, I always find this, to me, the funniest thing always is, like, you know, a person has a car, okay, whatever kind of car, like, the great almost like equalizer and humbleizer is, you know, you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you rent a car, right? So I will tell you that the goal and the best thing to rent in Eretz Yisrael, the best kind of car, the smaller the better, right? The smaller the better. So to be honest, like, let's say, often you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're driving a car. I wouldn't buy that car here. I wouldn't drive that car here, right? And then, like, it's perfect. Service my needs. Why not? Why wouldn't I buy that car here? Because in Eretz Yisrael, everyone else is driving the same thing. It's fine. It doesn't make a difference. Here already again, you know, if I drive that represents this, that looks like this. I don't know that I would drive it. It's an incredible thing. The Ramchal says, whether we recognize it or not, so many of the things we do in life, the things we drive, the things we buy, the things we wear, the food we eat, is not because deep down this is what I really need. It's because it's status. It's because it's status. And the need to keep up status is the desire for covet. And whether we recognize it or not, they're both say, all of us play into this and ultimately, again, are afflicted by this because it mamish is an affliction in some way, shape, or form. All right, we'll have to stop over here. All right, you know, I'm going to stop here because it's already late. We'll pick up here. We're still a few lines behind. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. Shkoyach.